The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has a big part to play in some very controversial issues in Alaska and beyond, from the proposed Pebble Mine to national climate policy. The Trump administration recently appointed Alaskan Chris Laddick to lead EPA Region 10. He'll oversee EPA's work in Alaska, as well as in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk got a chance to catch up with Laddick at a conference in Anchorage yesterday. In a wide-ranging conversation, Laddick weighed in on the recent Pebble Mine decision, EPA's budget, and climate change.
Before landing his federal post, Chris Laddick spent a lot of time at various levels of government in Alaska. Most recently, Laddick was a member of Governor Bill Walker's cabinet, serving as Commerce Commissioner. Before that, he worked for the cities of Unalaska, Dillingham, and Galena. Laddick thinks that experience will come in handy.
I bring to the table local knowledge of how things can actually work on the ground here in Alaska.
Laddick says his boss, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, recently called him up for some of that local knowledge on a hot topic for many Alaskans, the proposed Pebble Mine.
He was interested in knowing how many people the commercial fishing out there employs as opposed to what the mine will employ. And I think he went through a process in his mind of weighing all the issues together.
Shortly after that conversation, Pruitt made big news. He decided to keep in play EPA's proposal to put environmental restrictions on the mine, a move that surprised and thrilled Pebble's opponents. But Laddick declined to speculate on Pruitt's decision.
Why do you think he came to this decision at this particular time?
I think you'd have to ask him that.
Laddick says despite Pruitt's decision, EPA is keeping busy with Pebble. The company still aims to get its permits, and EPA is working with the Army Corps of Engineers as it prepares an environmental impact statement for the mine. That's just one of many big projects EPA is involved with in Alaska. Others include the Donlin Mine and the Nanushuk Project, a big North Slope oil development. Meanwhile, the Trump administration just proposed steep budget cuts for EPA as a whole, reducing its funding by more than a quarter and eliminating thousands of jobs at the agency. Laddick didn't criticize the cuts, saying part of his job is to figure out how to do more with less.
Our workload is expanding while our budgets are decreasing, so we have to make sure that we focus on the right things.
Laddick noted that last year, Congress didn't go through with all the cuts the Trump administration asked for. He expects the same thing to happen again this year. But Laddick did acknowledge that if Congress went through with the budget as it's proposed, it would impact EPA's work in the region.
If there's a 30% cut, I think everybody will feel it. That's a lot of money.
In the document outlining its proposed budget, EPA touts the cuts, saying it's proud to be a good steward of taxpayer resources and to efficiently deliver environmental protection. Environmental groups, on the other hand, criticized the budget proposal, saying it would endanger the environment and public health. Environmental groups are also slamming Trump's EPA for its approach to climate change. Pruitt questions the extent to which human activity is causing climate change. And under him, EPA is walking back Obama-era proposals to regulate greenhouse gases. Being from Alaska, Laddick says he can't deny climate change is an issue.
I've been involved in Arctic issues since, at least 16 years ago, and there's no doubt the Arctic is changing.
EPA may be stepping away from its Obama-era focus on regulating greenhouse gases, but Laddick says he wants the agency to continue working with communities affected by warming. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.